Hello, Ed Bell with you. It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and Jody Horn-Leschinski features her Broward Arts Calendar. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak previews FLIFF 2014.
Each fall, as the temperature drops throughout the rest of the country, but the humidity barely lifts here in South Florida, Gregory Von Hausch and his team at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival assemble an array of talent, tributes, and films that jumpstart our excitement for the cooler movie-going months ahead. This year's festival, which runs November 7th through the 23rd, includes 175 films that run the gamut of independent features and shorts to documentaries from all over the world. Notable films and appearances include former Seinfeld star Jason Alexander at the opening night film Lucky Stiff, which follows a British shoe salesman who receives an inheritance of $6 million from his uncle, but has to fight off gold-digging moochers in order to get it. Other highlights are The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as a British soldier who cracks German codes during World War II, only to be condemned for his homosexuality after the war, and Winter Sleep, winner of the Palme d'Or at the 2014 Cannes Film Festival, is a Turkish drama about three people with marital issues who are stuck together. There's also next week's centerpiece film, Frank vs. God, about a lawyer who sues God after a quote-unquote act of God tornado destroys his home. And don't forget about Gone Doggy Gone, which is making its East Coast premiere. The comedy is about a couple that treats their pet Yorkie better than they do one another. The problem is they entrust the untrustworthy Jill to babysit their precious pooch, and when poor little Layla is kidnapped, mass panic ensues. The film is a hilarious spoof of kidnapping dramas with clear references to Ben Affleck's Gone Baby Gone and others. Here's a bit of the Gone Doggy Gone trailer.
Don't worry, everything will be fine. She'll be safe with me.
Joe? Please roll down the window.
Roll it down.
Joe, what's wrong? Where's Layla?
Gone!
I have your dog.
Oh, Jesus.
Place $30,000 in a duffel bag.
I'm calling the police.
Are you crazy? He'll kill her.
30 G's?
You don't negotiate with terrorists.
Layla! Look around.
Hold on.
This is exciting.
I feel like we're in an episode of Heart to Heart.
It's funny how people obviously...
It's not funny.
What the hell am I supposed to tell my new boss?
Layla and I would never move without you.
You need real professionals.
No.
Oh, God. I'll find her. I promise you guys.
Thank you.
With so many films and activities planned throughout the three-week festival, we recently caught up with the aforementioned festival president, Gregory Von Hausch, to learn more. Greg, thank you for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
Well, you're my favorite destination, and I mean that seriously.
Thank you. I'm very flattered. You've had a great amount of success the last few years with Oscar contenders playing at the festival, meaning films play at the festival and they go on to win Best Picture, like The Artist, or get four acting nominations like Silver Linings Playbook. Do you ever feel any pressure now to, oh gosh, what's going to be the next Oscar contender and can I get it and what's going to happen?
Well, you know, I don't feel any pressure, but it has come to mind that if I land one of those films, it's really good for box office. So I guess it all comes down to the money end of it, and it is nice. Between you and me, I'm not as excited sometimes about those type of films that are going to be general release. The Artist was an exception because that one broke new ground, and it's definitely an art movie that made the crossover. But I'm more content with finding the offbeat films that maybe don't have the audience or the legs of some of those other big name items, but that's more rewarding to me, even though my board and everybody says, oh, you did it again, found an Oscar winner. But I'm real happy with the little films, and I'm really happy when we get a film like The Artist.
And you opened with The Artist a few years ago, and unless I'm mistaken, you opened with Waltz with Bashir a few years ago as well, an animated film?
I think we closed with that one. Yeah, The Waltz with Bashir. That was a different kind of film, too.
And I mention it because it's animated, but it also felt like a documentary. It's about dreams. It's so different and daring and out there. And the artist, when it was first getting released, was different and daring. I mean, who makes a silent film anymore? And
right.
You're starting this year with a musical comedy for the first time with Lucky Stiff, and you have Jason Alexander coming to town.
Right, and I don't see Oscar in its future, and that's no slight to them. It's something to get there. This is a different kind of film. This is definitely an entertainment film. Come, enjoy it, sit down, relax. It's clever and funny, fabulous art direction. It reminds me of Little Shop of Horrors when it came out, and it has those clever lyrics and great characterizations. Not only with Jason Alexander, but our friend Dennis Farina. It's like his last film. He's in the movie. And Pamela Shaw, that plays Jason's wife, is just a hoot. And they make a kind of a Boris and Natasha couple. It's very funny.
And then to switch gears, you have two documentaries making their Florida premiere that are about remarkable women. The Empowerment Project, Ordinary Women Doing Extraordinary Things. It's about five female filmmakers driving across America to encourage, empower, and inspire the next generation of female filmmakers. There was an article recently in Entertainment Weekly about female producers and how they're behind some of the strongest films, the Oscar contenders, the American Hustles of the world that are getting released these days, and some major big budget blockbuster movies like The Hunger Games. So it's great to see a documentary that's encouraging female filmmakers.
Oh, definitely. And it's fun, too. Both of the films that you mentioned there, I Know a Woman Like That and The Empowerment Project, are fun and adventurous and exciting. The Empowerment Project, as you mentioned, different women doing different things, and it's just very fast-moving and exciting. It's not like a talking head type of thing. A little bit more on that genre would be I Know a Woman Like That, but it's got great people like Gloria Steinem and Eartha Kitt and Rita Moreno and Lauren Hutton and a whole bunch of people that are getting on into their silver years and talking about what they wanted to do with their lives and how they wanted to make a mark and how they still are doing that. And it's just, it's invigorating. And I know my audience will really get a kick out of both of those.
Absolutely. And then on a sadder note, the tribute to Robin Williams. The loss of Robin Williams has affected all of us in various ways. I grew up on his movies. I grew up with Good Morning Vietnam and his great comedies. One of his last films is called A Merry Friggin' Christmas, and you're doing a tribute to him and screening the film.
Yes, we really felt like we needed to do something. So I started going through researching in some video archives for some material on him, and we were looking and we were finding, you know, the usual clips from like some of the movies that you mentioned, and we're definitely going to pepper the tribute with those as well. But we came across this clip that these veterans did of an appearance at Bagram Air Force Base, and he's there entertaining the troops and talking on stage and off stage just candidly with people, and it's just remarkable. That's just one of the things, and I was always struck by the fact that here's this guy that was just a master, a comedian, actor, impersonator, that made everybody laugh. Everybody was in love with Robin Williams, and he could just make your day, and yet he was the saddest person you could find, and so sad that he would take his life, and that just struck us. We felt we have to do something for Robin Williams just to say goodbye for all he did for us.
And as we know, the focus on Florida filmmakers is essential. Emphasis on the Florida filmmakers this year. What do you have in store?
Well, we've got quite a bit. There's a young man that graduated from the University of Central Florida. His name is Max Rousseau, and he lives out in Pembroke Pines. And he wrote a story, a film, and directed it called Pembroke Circle. And it's about human trafficking, but I was just so struck by this young man, I think he's in his early 20s, and how mature the film was and how beautiful the script was and how he didn't overpaint things. He left a lot of guessing for the audience and whatnot, and he just did a masterful job. So I'm extremely proud of that. Max will be at all three of his screenings at Lauderdale, Hollywood, and Miramar, where we are this year as well. And then we have another local filmmaker, Barbie Castro, who has a thriller suspense movie called Patient Killer. Casper Van Diem is the director, and he also co-stars in it. And that one is going through the roof. Then we have a lot of shorts from short filmmakers. Of Alan Darnay and Lou Pappas have a short. There's quite a few in there. So, yeah, we do feel like we owe it. We get money from the state of Florida and from Broward County, and we want to show that we're supporting the Florida filmmaker. I think that not only do they expect us to do that, we want to do it.
And with Gregory Von House, president of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, Greg, we want to get you out on this question as we wrap up. As I think I ask you every year, the personal highlight that you're looking forward to the most this year is?
Boy, can I squeak two in there?
I think you usually do, two or three.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me try with two. One is George Hamilton, who I had lunch with the other week, and what a charming guy. He's just what you see on the stage and on the screen and in talk shows. He's just like that. He's extremely lovable, extremely personable, and just down to earth. And he's going to do a show live on our stage called George Hamilton at Home on Stage and recount stories of Hollywood and his life and then take questions and answers from the press. Now, that's a home run right there. I know that's going to be big. Something that people might not know about is producer Mike Downey, who's flying over from London to get the Producer of the Decade Award, which is the first time we've ever given one out with such a title, although we've honored many producers. But he's been so prolific, and I've known Mike since the early 90s, and he has got just the most incredible wealth of films. And the director that is coming in to present him with the award is Stephen Daldry.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's how he thinks of him. And for those that don't know Stephen Daldry, he directed The Reader, which won an Oscar for...
Kate Winslet.
The Hours.
Billy Elliot's one of my favorites. That's a great get. That's awesome.
And The Hours won one for Nicole Kidman. So, yeah, he's really a fabulous filmmaker, and we're glad that he's coming in to present this award. So that's kind of the offbeat one that people might not know about.
Fantastic, and great note to end on. Greg, thank you very much for the time, and best of luck this year.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival will be held November 7th through the 23rd at various venues throughout Fort Lauderdale, including the Cinema Paradiso locations in Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood, the Amaturo Theater inside the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, and the Sunrise Civic Center Theater in Sunrise. For more information, call 954-525-3456 or go to fliff.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.